The title of the sermon, Thank You, Lord, for These Vittles. Now, vittles isn't just a made-up word. It actually comes from an old English word, victual. Victual means food that's been prepared to be eaten. And so that's where we get the word vittles. But it's kind of looked at as a country expression, isn't it? 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. In everything, it says, isn't it? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God's will is declared to be very clear in this verse, isn't it? That not just when things are going great, but in everything, we are to give thanks. A dear old lady bowed her head. She was eating supper at Cracker Barrel. And, Cracker Barrel, the tables sometimes were kind of close. And she bowed her head and began to pray. And she said, Thank you, Lord, for these vittles. Well, somebody overheard her and asked, Lady, what in the world are vittles? And she said, Well, they're the blessings that God gives me. They're my food to eat. And the person responded to the old lady and said, Don't you know you're going to have that food to eat whether you thank God for it or not? You're still going to have that food. To which the dear old lady replied, Well, perhaps so, but everything tastes better when I'm thankful. I'm going to tell you, she's right. Our relationships are better when we're thankful. Our friendships are better when we're thankful. Our days are better when we're thankful. Our food always tastes better when we're thankful. Everything is better when we're thankful. We ought to have the attitude of the little girl whose father was a disc jockey and a radio announcer. In fact, he made extra money on the side doing radio commercials. Well, the little girl was invited over to a friend's house for dinner. When she got there, the friend's mother asked the little girl if she would honor them by saying the blessing. Well, it delighted the little girl. She was honored to say the blessing. Now, remember, her daddy was a radio announcer, disc jockey, did commercials and things. So the little girl, when it was time to pray, she cleared her throat. She looked at her wristwatch. She bowed her head and with her best booming voice said, This food, friends, is coming to you through the courtesy of Almighty God. Well, she was right, by the way. She was right. That food, and all of our food that we have, comes to us by the gifts and the blessing of our Heavenly Father, our Almighty God. Psychologists tell us that a thankful perspective, gratitude, is the healthiest of all human emotions. Studies have shown that gratitude produces more positive emotional energy than any other emotion in life. The English word, the root word for gratitude, by the way, is the same as the root word for grace. Grace and gratitude, twin sisters, they just go together, don't they? The words think and thank have the same root word. So when we think, when we stop all of our busyness of life and all the stuff that surrounds us and turn down the volume of life just a little bit, if we just stop and think and we begin to reflect on the grace of God in our lives, then we just automatically can't help but say, Thank you. Oh, thank you, Father, for all your blessings in our lives. When you think about it, how many days go by? How many times do we just have blessing after blessing every single day, and we're not even stopping to give God thanks because we don't think about it, do we? It just kind of becomes natural. We just assume that's just the way life is. So let's take just a moment this morning and stop and think. And think about how grateful we are for the gift of eternal life through Christ Jesus. And give Him thanks for that gift, for our salvation. My aunt and uncle, Ed and Nora Orr, precious couple that let me live with them when I had to move out of my home when I was 17. They owned a dry cleaning and laundry store on the old square of downtown Mesquite called AAA Dry Cleaners. Now, the A's didn't stand for anything. The A's were the way when you named your business, as you were AAA Dry Cleaners, if you opened the Yellow Pages looking for dry cleaners, they were the first ones on the list, okay? And so that meant they were likely to get your business or the phone call asking about their dry cleaning services. Well, in this message today, it's not AAA, but it's two A's. It's a double A. And the double A has two A's in it that are really important to us. And the first one you'll see on this PowerPoint is my first point today, and it has to do with attitude. It's the first A, attitude. We all remember the story of the 10 lepers in the Gospel of Luke. The 10 men with a loathsome, deadly disease that were miraculously healed by the touch of our Savior. The Bible says that they all went away rejoicing, but only one of them returned to say thanks. I am certain they all were really thankful, but just one came back. Just one felt so much in his heart that he must come back. He fell on his face and says, "Thank you, Lord, for saving me and delivering me." Oh, may we say that to him today. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and delivering me. That one that came back, he had the right attitude. He had an attitude of gratitude. Have you ever noticed that the folks who are always thankful, they're the ones that always have a great attitude? They just go hand in hand, don't they? Folks that are always giving thanks and aware of giving thanks, they have a positive attitude. They're always focusing on God's blessings and on God's goodness. Our scripture text says it well. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's God's will for every Christian. It's God's will for you today to give thanks in everything, even when we're having bad days. And sometimes we do have bad days, don't we? That's life. It just happens. You know you're having a bad day when you're eating a big, thick, juicy steak, and you take a bite of it, and your teeth just stay right there in the steak. You know that's not a good day. You know you're having a bad day when you drive to Walmart, and you get out of the car, and you go in, and you cannot remember what you went to that store for. You have no idea why you're there, but you're there. That's a bad day, isn't it? As a Christian, if we're following Christ with all of our heart, if we're living surrendered lives, saying, "God, you're in charge. I give you charge of my life. I'm following Jesus. You're in control." As a Christian in that circumstances, then everything that happens to you also happens for you. Did you hear that? Everything that happens to you also happens for you. That's why we're always able to give thanks in every situation. Regardless of how bad it may seem at the moment, God wants to use it in our lives as a testimony to move us to have a thankful heart even in those tough situations. And a little bit later in the sermon, we'll use an example of a young girl that does exactly that. Matthew Henry is the famous Bible scholar and teacher. Most pastors have many books written by Matthew Henry in their library. I certainly do. Matthew Henry was once accosted and robbed by thieves, and they took all of his money. And he recorded these words in his diary. "I'm so thankful, first, because I was never robbed before. Second, because although they took my money, they did not take my life. Third, because although they took everything I had, it wasn't very much. Fourth, it was I who was robbed, not I who robbed." Ooh, think about that fourth one. He understands that the condition of his heart and life and his situation was such that he had something that somebody robbed, but rather than being in the shoes of that robber who conducted that evil act against him. Do you thank God Can you thank God in the bad times just as much as in the good times? Do you thank Him in the midst of trouble as much as you do in the midst of triumph? We should, shouldn't we? According to the Word of God. We ought to be able to give thanks regardless of how bad the day is, how things are going, what dark clouds may be in our life, because as believers, thanksgiving is an attitude of gratitude. It should be our first response every time. Every time. That should be our first response. We have on the PowerPoint the scripture, 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9 and 15 through 16. I believe we have that, don't we, Steve? 2 Corinthians, there we go. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Then verse 15, for all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. How's it being renewed? It's being renewed by the presence of Jesus and by the ministry of His Holy Spirit. We're not alone. Whatever we're going through, Christ is with us. His Spirit is there with us. All things for your sakes that may cause thanksgiving to abound. The second point today is we still look at attitude, but it's the attitude of gratitude busters. So we talk about how important it is to have an attitude of gratitude. Now, there's a few things that can kind of come in conflict with that good thinking. And the first one is conceit. It's the attitude of pride. Conceit and pride say, well, I deserve what I have. I've worked for it. I've earned it. Pride will destroy an attitude of gratitude in our lives. It'll just destroy it. The second one, you see, there's a critical spirit. Or another word for that is pettiness. Constantly complaining, constantly focusing what's wrong. It will rob us of our joy. An attitude of gratitude is a habit, isn't it? We create a habit of always being thankful, or we have a habit of always being critical and complaining and being negative. And you know what that results in? That person is never satisfied, they're never content, and they're never happy. You could give them something wonderful and they'd find out what's wrong with it. That's their attitude, a critical spirit. I've got in my notes here, rather than being humbly grateful, they're grumbly hateful. It's true. Instead of grumbling about not having what we think we should have or what we want, we should be thankful that we did not get what we deserved. Because Jesus took it all on the cross, what I deserved. I didn't get what I deserved because of His grace and forgiveness. I have the joy in the presence of Christ and access to my Heavenly Father because of what Jesus did on the throne. And the other buster of a good attitude and gratitude, you can see up there is carelessness. Carelessness is where we get so accustomed to God being with us and blessing us. We do, don't we? We become used to it. When we get used to something, we're not quite as thankful for it, are we? When we get used to something, it's just kind of not very special. Now, just about every night, you can walk outside and look up in the sky and see the stars. In fact, the stars are always there. The only reason we can't see them sometimes is because the clouds are there. But you think about it, every single night when you walk outside, you look up in the sky, the stars are there. Now, can you imagine for just a moment if the stars only came out once a year and it was the same day every year? And all the rest of the years you looked up into the sky and it was just blackness. There was nothing there. But once a year, one fantastic night a year, you could look up in the heavens and all the glory of the heavens with the stars would be there. Can you imagine what would happen on that one night One night a year, everybody would stay up all night, sleeping out and looking up at the sky as long as they could, throwing parties all over the world, celebrating, because here's another night. For one night, we get to see the glories of heaven. Right? But when it's every day, we just get careless about it. You remember the story of the children of Israel, and they were starving out in the desert. Of course, they were complaining. It seemed like they were always complaining. What did God do? He heard their cry. Moses interceded for them. And he sent manna, bread. Every morning, they all had to do was get up every morning and walk out of their front door. And out there on the ground was the bread, manna. It gave them breakfast. It gave them dinner. It gave them supper. Now, some of you say it differently. Some of y'all say it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But that's more of a fancy pants way of looking at it. You see, my folks were country, and I grew up, it was breakfast, dinner, and supper. When we went home from church, we went home to Sunday dinner, okay? And then we had supper in the evening when the sun went down. Well, the children, I don't know how I got down that road, but anyway, the children of Israel, they had the manna for breakfast, dinner, and supper. They didn't have to work for it. They didn't have to plow the ground. They didn't have to do anything but go out there and pick it up and bring it in and eat it. It was godly food given to them every single day. And they were thankful at first. They were so excited God met their need. But day after day after day, they got used to the miracle and they were no longer satisfied. They became careless about the blessings and the wonderful gifts of God. Oh, God, help us not to become careless about all the wonderful things that God is doing for us every single day. Well, we've been looking at these attitude busters, and it takes us now to our third point, which was our second A. The first one was attitude, and we looked at attitude busters. Now, on this third point, it is what? Altitude. Our altitude. Now, you've heard this old saying, it's not your aptitude, but your attitude that determines your altitude. Let me say it again. It's not your aptitude, it's not how smart you are, but it's your attitude that determines your altitude. How far you're going to go in life isn't always just how smart you are. It's your attitude, it's how you look at things. That's what it's saying. Our altitude gives us a different perspective. Our altitude gives us a better point of reference. God lifts us up by our giving thanks, and we're lifted up when we have the right attitude, and we're then gaining a new altitude through that. Let me give you the example of when I'm talking about perspective, because it does give us a different perspective. A young girl was in college, and she wrote her mom and dad a letter. Let me read the letter that she wrote to her mother and daddy. "Dear mom and dad, I'm very sorry I've been so long in writing. Unfortunately, all my stationery was destroyed the night our dorm was set on fire by demonstrators. I'm out of the hospital now, and the doctors say my eyesight should return sooner or later. The wonderful boy, Bill, who rescued me from the fire, kindly offered to share his apartment with me until my dorm room is rebuilt. He comes from a grand family, so you won't be surprised when I tell you we're going to be married in a short while. In fact, since you've always wanted a grandchild, you'll be glad to know that you'll be grandparents next month." Then if you go down to the bottom of the letter, there's a P.S., you know, postscript, P.S. There's a P.S. down at the bottom. "Please disregard the above practice in creative writing. There was no fire. I haven't been to the hospital. I'm not pregnant. I don't even have a boyfriend. But I did get a D in French and an F in chemistry. I just wanted to be sure you received the news in the right perspective." All of a sudden, they weren't worried about her getting burned and being blind and being pregnant because she was okay, but she just got a D and an F, so it's not so bad, is it? What a smart young lady she was. Amen? The altitude of gratitude will change our perspective. We can grovel and gripe or we can glory in the presence of God with praise and thanksgiving. And when we do that, when we're giving Him praise and thanksgiving, it will lift us and our spirits up into the heavenlies. It does it every time, doesn't it? It lifts us up. If you feel like life is just closing in on you, if you feel like every door is shut, then praise God. If you feel like there's just a dark cloud in your life and you're uncertain about everything, just praise Him. We rise above the worries of life to a new altitude when our attitude is changed by giving praise and worship, when our heart says, I will praise you no matter what. Our altitude of gratitude takes us up off the ground. It takes us up high to a new perspective. It takes us to a new perspective that even through tears, we can still see a sovereign God who is in our lives. His purpose is in our lives. He's in all and over all. He's above all. He's our God. And we can see that through that altitude of gratitude. Having a thankful heart, expressing gratitude, is the mark of a glowing Christian, isn't it? Don't you love to be around folks like that? They're just glowing with the joy in the presence of Jesus because they have this sense of gratitude, a thankful heart. Psalm 92 and verse 1 says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. It's a good thing. An attitude of gratitude will change your life. It'll shield you from criticism. An attitude of gratitude will protect you from pessimism. An attitude of gratitude will draw you closer to God, and it'll draw Him closer to you. It'll do both. I know there are moments in all of our lives where it just seems impossible to give thanks and to give praise to God. But remember this, it is the will of God to give thanks in everything. That's our scripture text. We have additional scripture for you on the PowerPoint this morning. It's Philippians 4 and 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. Anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. Colossians 4 and 2 says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Here's the reality. Most of us are always adding new names to our prayer list, aren't we? We've got a prayer list. We do it at church. We add new names to the prayer list. People get sick. They have a need. We add their names to the prayer list. How about this? Why don't we start remembering to adding folks' names to our praise list? How about adding the situations that's happening around us to that list where we say, I'm going to give thanks and I'm going to praise God. I'm going to look over this list and praise Him for all these things on that list. Amen? We could do more of that kind of business in our lives. Well, in conclusion, let me share this story with you about this young lady in the summer of 2017, a young lady named Tiffany Johnson and her husband, JJ. They were enjoying a beautiful Caribbean cruise. And on the cruise, they had stopped to explore Nassau, the Bahamas. And they went snorkeling together. They got a boat. It took them out to a coral reef. And after a few minutes, Tiffany's husband, JJ, was not feeling very good, so he went back to the boat. But Tiffany continued to snorkel out near the coral reefs, and suddenly she felt like she bumped into something. When she turned to see what it was a shark. She was face to face with the shark, and suddenly that shark had her whole arm in his mouth. Well, at that moment, fear came upon her. All she could think of was her three children and her husband. And she panicked, and she yanked her arm from that shark, and when she yanked her arm, the fight began. Blood was everywhere in the water. She started screaming, and suddenly the shark's jaw opened, and she pulled back, and she looked down, and her arm was completely gone. All that was left was a little stump and blood pouring out of it. She flipped over and jerked off her snorkeling mask and screamed, "Help! Help me, Jesus!" Her husband and the boat captain heard her cries, and instantly they're in the water helping her get back to the boat. Blood was spurting everywhere. Her husband and the boat captain wrapped that bleeding stump with a towel they had on the boat. It was a 30-minute boat ride from where they were back to the land. They took her to the hospital there in the Bahamas, in Nassau, operated. And the next day, they care flighted her to North Carolina for additional surgery. Most of her right arm was completely gone. Several doctors told Tiffany that she should have bled out while she was on the boat, that her being alive made no sense medically. Not having a tourniquet and a 30-minute boat ride with all that bleeding going on normally would cause a person to be dead by the time they got to shore. But in her testimony, Tiffany would tell you that all she had was a salty towel and faith in God. Amen. Tiffany would tell you, as she was here today, that she's gone through many trials and there's been a lot of bumps along the way, but God has been so good to cover her mind and heart with His peace, His presence, His love, and His strength. Think about it. This just happened summer a year ago. We have an image of Tiffany. I want you to see this image of her on the PowerPoint. You can see her right hand. It's a prosthetic arm now. This is an image of her giving her testimony. Listen to the words of this young woman. Listen to her words. I read her words to you. From the very beginning when the attack happened, one of the prayers that I prayed on the boat was, "God, use this. Somehow use this." Since the attack, I've seen God use my story over and over again to show people who He is. I've cried many tears in thankfulness. Listen to this. I've cried many tears in thankfulness that He chose me to carry this burden and trusted me. Wow. She goes on to say, "I'm thankful that God can use any situation in our lives to save people and to bring glory to His name, even after a shark attack." That's this young lady's words, Tiffany's words. Miraculous, isn't it? That she still can say, "I thank God, even in this, that He can use me." Giving thanks will not always change our circumstances, but thanksgiving will change what my circumstances do to me. Amen. Let me say it again. It's on the overhead. Giving thanks will not always change my circumstances, but thanksgiving will change what my circumstances do to me. Oh, how true that is. If you don't know Jesus today as your Savior, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, the best way to express your gratitude to God is to reach up in prayer and say, "Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be born again. Be saved." The psalmist wrote these words, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits?" And then the psalmist answers his own question. He says, "I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." If you give your life to Jesus, if you call upon the name of Christ, if you confess your sins to Him, if you're born again, you'll be a new creation in Christ Jesus, and you will be eternally grateful for that new life, for forgiveness, for His grace, and to be in that right relationship with our Heavenly Father. Would you bow your heads with me today? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the Word of God. Thank you, God, for showing us the importance of an attitude of gratitude, of a heart and a mind that's full of thanks. It raises our altitude. It lifts us up. It gives us the glow and the joy of Christ in our lives. Father, if there's someone here today that isn't certain of their relationship with you, if there's someone here today that were to suddenly leave this world and not know where their future would it be in heaven or would it be totally separated from God forever? Let this be the day that they make that decision to say yes to Jesus. If you're hearing my voice today and you're not certain that Jesus is your Savior, you're not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. You're here because the Holy Spirit is drawing your heart to say, surrender, ask me to forgive you and come into your heart and be your Savior. That's the cry of the Spirit in your heart right now if you don't know Christ. Holy Spirit, I pray, minister and touch hearts right now in this place in Jesus' name. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you're not sure that Jesus is your Savior, would you just lift your hand and say, Pastor, would you pray for me? I want to be sure that Christ is my Savior. Just lift your hand and say, by lifting your hand, you say, Pastor, pray for me. Is there anyone here today that would lift their hand? Anyone here? Anyone? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we thank you today. We thank you for an old rugged cross. We thank you for your shed blood. We thank you that you gave your life, that you died for us because you love us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you gave your Son as that wonderful Lamb of God to give his life as a sacrifice for us. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for that gift. Let us not be careless, God, but let us be full of thanks and praise for the wonderful gift of Jesus and the blessings that you give us every day. Help us, God, each day to live a heart of giving thanks and praise. And we ask you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.